We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on the Score.
Obviously, there's a lot of things off the field that he's got to take care of, you know. You know, Matt knows Kareem Hunt. I don't know Kareem, but those things are all going to have to play out.
With him, that's not for me to decide. I will say this, that me personally, depending on certain people's situations, I'm a guy that has always been that. Now, I've been kind of raised that way to give guys second chances, not third chances, but I've kind of learned that through Coach Reed. He's done that several times with some people. And but I also say that every situation is different. So, you know, that's his situation, and I wanted to talk to him as a true on personal side.
The McNeil and Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy on the possibility of Kareem Hunt being a Bear. This hour on The Score brought to you by Schaumburg Honda Automobiles. When searching for a new Honda, search for Schaumburg Honda Autos.
Let me do to you what you did to me a few months back, which spawned the idea of a segment. What do you make of that?
Yeah.
This is the cover of today's Tribune. It's regarding yesterday's news conference, and the topic, of course, is Kareem Hunt. The headline is Trouble Afoot. What do you make of that as a headline?
I think they did a nice job.
I think it's a pretty good headline, too, because it is trouble, because there will be some PR backlash at the Bears if they go ahead and make Kareem Hunt a part of their football team.
Yeah, I thought the Tribune did a nice job in the print edition today because they have the quote up top that Matt Nagy talked about with Chuck Pagano of being prioritizing high-character individuals, but then it's a picture of Kareem Hunt, mm-hmm. and then they've got the dueling columns with David Haw and Colleen Kane. Colleen, yep, focusing on that quote, juxtaposing it against the Pagano words. Haw talking about Parkey and Kareem Hunt and making his stance that he should not, that the Bears should not bring in Kareem Hunt. Haw was actually texting me during the show yesterday saying, well, do you think the Bears should bring in Kareem Hunt? My stance is simple. Someone's going to employ him. The Bears are a better fit than most. I expect the Bears to be on the short list. But it's too soon for me to make a judgment of whether or not he should even be allowed to play yet. He hasn't even been suspended.
No, the NFL has not ruled on Kareem Hunt just yet.
So I honestly don't know. If they say that the games missed last year for the commissioner exempt list, that's that, and he's available week one, that's one thing. If he's suspended...
All right, let's say that. You want him on the Bears?
Yeah.
I do too.
And I don't love...
If the judicial system is done with him, if the NFL is done penalizing him and he's going to earn an NFL check somewhere, why not here? Don't have to go buy his jersey if you don't want to.
And I get why so many people hate it. And I thought Dan was doing a good job today, and I tried to make the distinction yesterday as well of the difference between domestic violence and this is assault. Kareem Hunt's got some anger issues, and he is a violent dude, and he punches. He's punched men, allegedly, in the nightclub incident.
Yeah, he beats people up.
And he shoved the woman in the hotel incident and kicked her while she was on the ground. He seems to have some serious anger problems.
I always laugh when I hear he's got anger management issues. He's a violent criminal is what he is.
He's not a criminal.
Anger management?
He's never been arrested or charged with a crime.
Right. You saw the video. Is that a crime?
Yes, it is.
I'm being charged with a crime?
Yeah, I did see the video, and I'm with you.
That's a crime.
I agree with you. Cops were called to the hotel, mm-hmm. and there was no charges filed, even for a misdemeanor assault, which is baffling.
It's stunning.
Stunning and baffling and wrong. I have a hard time reconciling that when he serves his punishment from the NFL, which doesn't need to go through the judicial system. You don't need to be charged
Correct.
With a crime
right, I know
to
that.
Be punished by your employer. Yep. No, I'm saying to the audience. I know you know it. But so if he's in good standing with the legal system and he's served his punishment to the NFL and he's allowed to play, I believe that he should be able to earn a living, and I believe in rehabilitation and second chances if they are able to demonstrate through he's gone to counseling, he's done X, Y, and Z other thing, he's on a zero tolerance policy. No one's provided that to us. I don't even know. Kareem Hunt said he was remorseful to Lisa Salters, but he didn't do a great job in that interview. Like, I don't even know how sorry he is for it. So I don't feel qualified to say whether or not he's going through the necessary steps to be reinstated into the NFL.
And who knows how much one will be able to glean from interviews with him once he sits down. Because whichever team winds up employing him, there is going to be an exhaustive process where they talk to him. They talk to members of his family. His people he surrounds himself with will be interviewed on whether he seems to be aware that he has a very serious problem and needs to treat it very seriously. I would have to be assured that if I were spending the money, because once the NFL does rule, I strongly suspect that another hiccup will mean his departure from the league for a year or possibly even a lifetime ban.
Agreed, and it should. And obviously what he did is unacceptable. It's just there's a – you have a right to earn a living, and it doesn't mean you have a right to actually be there, right? A team doesn't have to employ you, and that's each individual organization's choice, but it seems like Matt Nagy wants to employ Kareem Hunt and give him a second chance. And I believe, by the way, that you can find a running back in the middle rounds or somewhere else in free agency, teach him the system, and that you'll get good running back production. Damian Williams is giving the Chiefs good running back production instead of Kareem Hunt. But there's no risk in Kareem Hunt, the football player, in this system. You know he's good and you know it works.
And he's very, very young and exploded onto the scene last year on the field as though he had been there for 5 years already. Was the NFL's leading rusher in his freshman season. That's impressive.
Texter says you don't have to be charged with a crime to be a criminal. I know. I absolutely agree and understand that.
We're going to talk with Hub next hour. It's my understanding Hub went hard against the Bears signing Kareem Hunt yesterday, yesterday evening. So maybe we'll put that on the list of things we want to run by Hub later on today.
Yeah, it was going to be my first question to him. Let's see here. George and Racine wants to weigh in. Go ahead, George.
Yes, I thank you for having me on. I think Nagy's answer should have been very simple. What Andy Reid did is good enough for me. This person cannot be rehabilitated. There's penitentiaries that are full of men and women that have professional counseling, and it didn't help. He'll do it again, and if he doesn't, the woman's going to sue him, and then there might be some accusations later as he's playing with the Bears of some person accusing them of this or that. Might be true or not. I don't think the Bears need this distraction. I really believe they don't need it. There's a really
good argument that they don't need the distraction, and no, they can get running back production elsewhere.
It's going to come up again during his playing career. He'll be accused of this and that. Maybe it's true or false. It's beside the point. They don't need this as a distraction in the clubhouse. The clubhouse had very few distractions this year. I don't think they had all they needed.
Well, we don't know about what distracted members of our local guys.
We didn't get much of a look inside.
You know, we don't really know much about the men behind the curtain. I'm sure every organization in town, every in professional sports, has a ton of off the field, off the ice, off the court issues that nobody is aware of other than the teams and the individuals involved.
Yeah, and if they can get that type of running back production elsewhere, great. But I'm telling you, the callous world of football and the evaluation will come in and they'll say, okay, he's eligible to play. We know he knows the system. We know he's good and he's cheap. And there's not a backlash that is strong enough to make these teams and owners not go out and do this. I get the morality argument of not wanting it to be, like, you want it to be one way, but it's the other way.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unfortunate fact of big business and sports. They are there to win games and make money, and they think that Kareem Hunt can do both.
Yeah, and while Patrick Kane's most celebrated fall, I guess you could say, turned out to be maybe somebody who was just trying to get in his pockets, and he was never, that thing never went through the legal system, charges dropped, everything. I think we have enough evidence to be of the mindset Kane has issues and he's not a good person and he has been abusive to women. The episode in Madison, Wisconsin a few years ago, if you followed any of that, if not, search it and learn a little bit about it. He's the most exciting player on their hockey team. It's difficult for me to get excited about him as much as I used to. I've been very disappointed by the way he has comported himself.
I think that everybody has those...
it's a conflict.
Conflicts,
it's
exactly.
An absolute...
And by the way, and again, we were making the distinction between assault and domestic violence, and then some people have a zero tolerance policy with drug abusers or drunk drivers, mm-hmm. or absentee fathers or philanderers or any number of things. And they're all not equal, obviously, on the front end. That's what I'm saying. Those are not all the same. But each and every individual fan and person and consumer has the right to pick and choose what is or is not the line in which they cannot cross with the morality when it comes to their fandom. And in pro football, they test that conflict all the time.
Yeah.
It's just it's what the sport does.
We've been called trash by one texter.
Hey.
You two are trash. Just awful.
Here's the thing.
Spelled awful, right? No one's misspelled often. If you think that people should not have the right to work for something like this, when they've not been convicted of anything, we're different in that regard. I don't think he should be forced to do something other than what he is best at.
The other thing is that I think I can poke a hole in that theory pretty quick when you see. So people said Andy Reid did the right thing, right? And just cutting Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone think he would have cut Pat Mahomes? Exact same situation. So my answer is no. Because he can't replace Pat Mahomes like he could Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt's not as valuable as Pat.
You know Andy a little bit. I don't.
He did it because Kareem Hunt lied to the Chiefs about the incident and he knew that he could replace him in his system and with the talent that he had there. If it was Pat Mahomes, they would have let it play out. They would have stood by him and they would have had him back after the suspension.
You know, you're probably right, but not knowing the coach, I can't say for sure. I'd just be guessing.
They have Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
They drafted Tyreek Hill while he was on probation for pleading guilty to punching mm-hmm. and attempting to choke his pregnant girlfriend. Punched in the stomach,
right.
by the way.
Right.
Tyreek Hill, one of the best receivers in football, who's mm-hmm. about to get a $100 million contract, hasn't had an incident since, pled guilty, is supporting the woman and his child financially, and by all accounts has been a model citizen since. Got a second chance. Doesn't mean that what he did isn't abhorrent, and it was crazy that they drafted him, but what happened was he fell to the fifth round, and they thought there was value there, and they took him. So don't be like, wow, the Chiefs are so moral for cutting Kareem Hunt. No, they're not.
I'd like to think there's somebody out there who would not look at positional need, but I don't. I think that's probably a fantasy.
Yes.
I don't think that exists.
And again, I wish it was the other way. Like I hate the idea of it. I do. I'm just telling you, I think the Bears are going to do it. And given that there is not going to be any real consequence from it, that's why. That's the society, the environment that we all, media, fans, local, national, have created around it. There will not be any, mm-hmm. there won't be protests. There won't be a drop in ratings.
Right.
There won't be a drop in anything.
No.
There will be no consequence.
Crowds
for
will
it.
Be even bigger this year in Bourbonnais than ever before.
Right. So, and that You can say it sucks, and in some ways, trust me, I'm with you, and it does. But that's the world in which they're living in. It doesn't mean it doesn't mean that they condone what Kareem Hunt did, and it doesn't mean that Mac or I condone what Kareem Hunt did.
No, a texter mentioned this yesterday. It says if people think you're going to get a 53-man roster full of choir boys, you're mistaken. Yes, it's a violent game, and violent men play it. There isn't a team in the NFL that doesn't have a player on it, several players on it, who have assaulted people. Not one. Do you think that's a fair statement? Do you think that's an accurate statement?
I don't know what the stats are on that, but I would imagine that it is similar to whatever the stats are in society.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with
you. Since majority age 18 on, I am pretty convinced. I would be shocked, and I know there's no way to learn this, but I would be shocked if every NFL team is going to have guys on it who have beaten the crap out of people, have assaulted people, have abused women. Every roster in the league has it.
It's the power of video too, and by the way, I get it.
Right, that's what makes it sticks, because it's video. Right, I could tell you a story about somebody who did something really bad, but it's not going to have the same effect after seeing the video.
And we have examples. I mean, Greg Hardy was in the NFL after he threw a woman onto a bed of machine guns after he beat her up. We just didn't have video. We saw some pictures of the bruising after the fact. But I mean, it's just, it sucks. And that's where we're at. Ray Rice, by the way, I believe, would have gotten another shot in the NFL after that video if he was still good.
Probably right.
You know, if he was Kareem Hunt,
mm-hmm.
I think he'd get another shot in the league.
Yeah.
And it's because the talent is the thing. That's the society that exists in this country and around sports. And it's reality. And you want your team to operate within reality because every other team does. And so they run the system. They know the guy.
Yeah.
They can afford it. All of those things. Those are the factors that they're going to be weighing. And they'll say all the right things, and they'll do the song and dance and all of that stuff. But there will be no tangible consequence to bringing him in. We've seen it before.
Haven't really addressed George up in Wisconsin, who had the thought of, when he called, said a distraction. He labeled it a distraction. I don't think it would be. It would be a distraction initially when players, and it would be very quick. Players are going to be asked what it's like to have Kareem Hunt on the team. Your team just went out and signed this guy. And then it goes away. And if there's another incident, he's gone. Where's the distraction?
I think your quarterback knows him too. They grew up town over in Ohio, yeah, around the same age. So I don't know if that would help or hurt or anything like that. But they're from virtually the same area in Ohio and about the same age. So
I wonder if Kareem grew up rooting for LeBron James.
Yeah, right.
I wonder if he enjoys water as much as the quarterback does.
I'm sure there's plenty of things that they can bond over. But yeah, it's I am conflicted over it. Like, I do see the conflict, and I don't judge any fan who would hate the Bears for it or would turn off the TV. I'm just enough of a realist to tell you that there are not enough of you who would turn off the TV that it would hurt their bottom line at all.
You're correct, and if you would turn off the TV because of it, I have some bad news for you. You should turn it off anyway, because there are guys you don't know about who have done mean things to people.
Horrible things.
Yeah.
On the Bears, on all the teams you root and watch for, the music you listen to, the goods you consume, it's a conflicted world, separating art from artist, all of that sort of stuff. It's something that we all reckon with. And by the way, people draw different lines. So I don't judge you for that line that you're drawing. I'm just guessing that if I went through what you watch, what you listen to, where you buy stuff, my guess is I could find a way to call you a hypocrite. You know?
No question.
Right, because we all do. We all do those things. We all have those moral judgments that we struggle with.
One of my favorite bands is Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin were notorious for teenage girls.
Oh, really?
Of minority age. I try not to listen to that when I'm enjoying Physical Graffiti. I try not to think about that when I'm listening to Physical Graffiti or anything else they did. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. The definitive bio I read on Led Zeppelin by a Toronto writer named Richie York 20 years ago made me sick.
Okay, so see, I didn't know that. Well, what's in the news right now is obviously the Surviving R. Kelly documentary, and there's been and I haven't seen the documentary, but I've read a lot about R. Kelly, and what's to me when people say, "Well, I just separate, you know, art from artist with R. Kelly," the problem is that so often that's in the art,
right?
Like he's singing
right.
about
yes,
it.
Yes, he is.
You know, and so that's the part where it's like, "Oh my!"
Have you seen a Kevin Spacey movie in the last year?
Right.
You know, that's another. Kevin Spacey is a very compelling actor. He makes a lot of really good movies. Bad guy, it appears, right?
Yeah. Mel Gibson seems to hate Jewish people and women. I am Jewish and love women. Lethal Weapon 1 comes on, I watch. And it's ironic because he made a movie called What Women Want. But
yes, he did.
You know, but like I...
Bird on a Wire, awful. Lethal Weapon 2, better, I thought.
Than one?
Yeah.
One of the few.
Yeah.
I love Lethal Weapon 1.
I liked it also, but I thought 2 was better. I
Two's
enjoyed
good.
2, yeah.
2's good.
Yeah.
I'm not a movie guy.
Leo Getz. Yeah, yeah. We got to know Leo Getz in 2.
I loved 4. Frankly, when
I've got all of them. I don't think I've made it past 2.
4's good. Chris Rock comes in.
It's good. Really?
Yeah, Chris Rock's funny in it.
Okay. Maybe I'll give that a spin after the Bulls and Lakers wrap up tonight.
Yeah, something tells me you're not doing either of those things. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This segment is brought to you by Arby's.
Come in for Arby's 2-for-5 mix and match menu today. Get two of your favorites, including beef and cheddar, classic roast beef, crispy or Cajun fish sandwiches, and loaded curly fries. 2 for only $5. Arby's. We have the meats.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Adam Gase definitely lost the press conference. But you know who didn't lose his? Freddie Bleeping Kitchens. Just when I thought that I could not love that hire any more than I already do, Fred sits down in front of the media and absolutely crushes it. You see him at that press conference with that blazer on and that baseball hat, and you know that he woke up feeling dangerous. He wasn't just talking about scheme. He was dropping knowledge bombs from high altitude.
2 is 1 and 1 is none, and I live by that, all right? The letter I is I, all right? It's not a we. It's not a word. I is not a word.
Love that. And I love what this guy's all about. Because Freddie's not all about Freddie. He's all about the team. He's all about football. The Browns did not hire a model. They hired a football coach. What I'm saying is, my man did not step up there and come off like a bug-eyed kook. That is America's team. He is America's coach. I'm Jim Rome. CBS Sports
Radio. In extreme weather, you need windshield wipers that can handle whatever the elements bring. Replace your windshield wipers with Bosch Icon, featuring ClearMax 365 rubber technology. The calm in the storm.
Grainger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection. You name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From a dog accidentally flooding a living room to a dog taking a joyride, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
This is happening. I'm sitting at my standing desk, not necessarily looking at celebrity gossip, when Kevin bursts in.
The new homepage module is supposed to go live this month, Deirdre, and the dev team's backed up for weeks.
Kevin's solution is to sweat through his shirt. I hop on Upwork and hire a web dev agency with a flawless success rating. Because the new module will be getting done. And thanks to Upwork, this is happening.
Oh, you got this under control.
Oh, Kevin. As a matter of fact, I do.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
At Planet Fitness, you can get down with your judgment-free self. Join for only $1 down, $10 a month, no commitment. Now through January 15th, Planet Fitness has cardio, weights, and locker rooms that sparkle like a glass of New Year's champagne. Only $1 down, $10 a month, no commitment. Now through January 15th. Join in-club or online at planetfitness.com. Planet Fitness, the judgment-free zone.
Join now through January 15th for $1 down at any Chicagoland area club.
Annual membership fee applies. Participating locations only. See club for details.
I'm Russ Armstrong, the Chicago window guy. Don't fall for those buy one, get one free window offers. We make and install our own windows and doors with no subcontracted labor and a lifetime warranty. Call for a free quote on the best windows at the lowest price. Check out my reviews at ChicagoWindowGuys.com and call me today at 847-881-3060. Don't put up with pushy sales tactics, outrageous prices, and shoddy workmanship. If you're looking for new windows or doors, call me today. Russ Armstrong, the Chicago window guy, at 847-881-3060. That's 847-881-3060.
Attorney spokesperson. Advertisement by the law firm of Barron & Budd, Dallas, Texas. Have you or a loved one been betrayed and sexually abused by a person of authority? Sexual abuse by a person of authority in an institution is a massive and serious matter in America. Over 18,000 abuse victims have come forward, and over 3,000 civil lawsuits have already been filed. If you or a loved one have been the victim of abuse by a person of authority in an institution in any way, go to sexabusevictims.com or call 800-741-7636 right now, as you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Investigations are revealing the institutions involved often cover up these types of abuses. If you or a loved one have been the victim of sexual abuse by a person of authority in an institution, go to sexabusevictims.com or call 800-741-7636 to find out if you qualify for cash compensation. Learn about your rights and get the compensation you may deserve. Go to sexabusevictims.com or call 800-741-7636 to see if you are entitled to significant cash compensation. Go to sexabusevictims.com or call 800-741-7636.
If your New Year's resolution was to finally schedule that vasectomy you've been putting off for so long, then you have to call Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. The doctors at Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago are dedicated to providing their patients with the highest quality care, a very gentle technique, and a caring and comfortable environment. Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago offers a safe, easy, and virtually painless, no needle, no scalpel, in-office vasectomy. Now is the time to make good on your New Year's resolution and schedule a vasectomy at Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. What better way to use your newly replenished flex spending money than to finally schedule that vasectomy you've been putting off for so long? If your family's complete, log on to vasectomychicago.com. Read the testimonials and learn more about the no needle, no scalpel, in-office vasectomy offered at Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. They have four locations in downtown Chicago at Lake Point Tower, now with free valet parking, in Naperville, Tinley Park, and Arlington Heights. Most insurance accepted. That's vasectomychicago.com or call toll-free 877-877-4VAS. That's 877-877-4827.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's original craft vodka, distilled from corn and naturally gluten-free. Visit them at titosvodka.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Is buying a new home your 2019 New Year's resolution? Get pre-approved today. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com.
You requested this interview. You requested this opportunity to talk one-on-one with us. Why?
Honestly, I just want to let the world know, you know, how sorry I am for my actions. And, you know, it's been a tough time for me. And I'm extremely embarrassed because of that video.
Kareem Hunt with Lisa Salters on ESPN. Bottom of the hour on the score, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves return home for Rivalry Week. Tomorrow it's Grand Rapids on Craft Beer Arena Bar Crawl Night. Saturday they play against Rockford in an Illinois Lottery Cup game. And Sunday they've got Milwaukee, all with free parking, courtesy of Kia. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Just mining the text, and we got a few hundred off the last segment with the Kareem Hunt conversation. I think a disconnect that exists between where you and I are on this, and you and I seem to be pretty close to the same position on Kareem Hunt, is a lot of people seem to see the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA as some sort of privilege. And I know that those leagues sell that to people.
Yes, NFL coaches say that whenever a guy's in trouble, it's a privilege to be on this team.
But I've never in my life bought that.
I never have either.
It's a job
It's a privilege to have a driver's license. I believe that. Traveling on public highways, you have to be trained for it. Now it's your privilege to drive. To go to work? Really?
It's a particular set of skills that they can do at the highest level. And it doesn't mean it's a right. You don't have a right. But if you're good enough to play and you meet the restrictions or, you know, you're eligible to play, you are of age to play, you're of the appropriate skill set to play, then you can play. Like, I don't get why it's a Kareem Hunt can work. He can go be my accountant, but he can't be in the NFL. That I don't get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've never bought the privilege element of it either, but I think we're in the minority on that one. I think most people would tell you they absolutely have a privilege to be in a, you know, playing a kid's game, getting paid all that money. That doesn't mean it's a privilege to me.
I agree, but I'm not the athletes are role models type. They're public figures. I'd prefer them all to be choir boys and great people, but I'm not a.
No, you wouldn't. It'd be boring if they were all quiet boys, choir boys.
Well, I'd rather them not be criminals. You know what I mean? But yeah, I listen. You know me. I like the edge and the trash talk and all of that. Absolutely.
Sure, you're Jalen Ramsey's biggest fan outside of Jacksonville.
I do really like Jalen Ramsey. He's fun. Ross in Elk Grove Village is on the score. What up, Ross?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Ross.
Hello. So, you know, you guys have mentioned a number of times that there is conflict and that we all carry it. It's interesting listening to the show because it sounds like you guys are talking through yours. I get the convenience of not having to share my conflict most of the time, if that's fair to say. I know that back you had mentioned, like, you know, well, we saw the video. He committed a crime. Is that not a crime? And then moments later, you're walking it back saying, well, he was not convicted of anything. Certainly, if I had a video like that and I showed it while I applied for a job, I would not get that job. Saying that you don't have a right to work necessarily, but that's also not considered a privilege, is confusing too. But the reason I called in is a couple days in a row, Danny, I know you said you've distinguished, you're making a distinguishing between domestic violence and assault, but you said that you're not going to say one is worse than the other. I get the impression you might think one is more insidious.
One's more complicated. I find domestic violence to be more complicated because of some of the pathological tendencies and knowing the person, and oftentimes it's tougher to escape a situation. You live with them, you have kids, you might be entwined in a marriage, and so it's tougher to extricate yourself from a domestic violence situation than where Kareem Hunt has been found with assault was a woman he did not know who came to a hotel party or a man at a nightclub. So to me, assault is simpler than domestic violence.
Agreed. There are less moving parts. But I know that in terms of him getting a job, I didn't catch which one of you said, if Ray Rice were younger and more capable and generational talent still, kind of like a Kareem Hunt, he would have found his way back into the league. So there's really no reason to distinguish the two at this level. Is that correct?
Well, but I'm saying that there are players who have been found guilty of domestic violence and have been back into the league. The reason we compared it to Ray Rice was because that was another incident that we have on video.
Okay. If the two are different, maybe we shouldn't compare the two. If it's important to distinguish it.
No, the point was the video was the reason for the comparison.
Okay, fair. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ross.
I feel like you guys have convictions, and I agree with those convictions, and it is difficult, and you guys are willing to discuss this in front of everybody, which has to be difficult. And thank you very much.
Thanks for checking in. Always good to hear from people in the village.
Well, I'll tell the personal story of being in Kansas City when they drafted Tyreek Hill, and it was a couple years after Jovan Belcher, and I covered the Jovan Belcher tragedy, which was Chiefs linebacker shoots and kills his girlfriend, the mother of his infant daughter, then drives to Arrowhead and kills himself in front of the Chiefs GM, coach, and defensive coordinator. Then they play a game the next day. Taught me a lot about the resiliency and mental toughness of athletes. They won, I think, two games that year. That was one of the two that they won. And then a few years later, they draft Tyreek Hill, and everybody with a column or a microphone is ranting and raving about how awful it was that they drafted someone who was currently on probation for punching and putting his arms around the throat of his pregnant girlfriend. And it was awful. And it did seem shocking that the Chiefs, who had just experienced the worst kind of domestic violence that led to the death of two people and made an orphan out of a child, could then turn around and draft this guy in Tyreek Hill. But what I felt like I should do, what we did, was we did a GoFundMe, and we volunteered, and we partnered, and we did this thing with a domestic violence shelter called Rose Brooks, and we made a bunch of sandwiches and we painted a new wing and we volunteered there for hours and raised over $15,000. And I don't say all of that to pat myself on the back, but I say it to say that sometimes like actions make you feel better about something, but we always were having like a clear eye with, oh my God, if the organization that we didn't know that Tyreek Hill was going to be any good at the time, they took him in the fifth round out of, sure. out of a small school. Same reason the Bears brought on Ray McDonald. He stunk. That was such an eye-opening thing for me because it was like the Chiefs just thought at that time that Tyreek Hill was a value proposition. Too risky to take in the second round, but worth it in the fifth round because maybe he would be good on Dave Tobe's return team. And so it's like, let's try to make some good out of a really bad, conflicted situation. And I think we did. But the only reason I tell you that entire story is to say these teams are just trying to win. Period. If he makes them 1% better, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what Parkins likes or what McNeil or Haw or Bernstein or anybody else likes. It's what they want to do. And am I clamoring for the Bears to get Kareem Hunt on the roster? No. But reiterating what I said quickly, if they interview him and they are satisfied with his sincerity in trying to become a different guy and they decide it's worth it, I'm not going to oppose their decision. I'm not going to scream about it. I will go into it optimistically, hoping that he doesn't have any further issues and doesn't hurt anybody else and can be a productive part of their team.
Just like has worked out for Tyreek Hill.
Yes, it has.
By the way.
Yes, they were very glad they drafted him in the fifth round.
Yeah, and I would say it's hard to argue that Tyreek Hill did not deserve a second chance. He's been able to make money and support his child and
right.
be an upstanding member of the community and apply his craft, and he's a joy to watch on the football field, and that guy was born to be an NFL wide receiver. I think it's kind of hard to argue that Tyreek Hill and the people in his life did not benefit from the second chance
I agree.
That he was given. Caller number 9 to the Scores Contest line at 312-591-6700 wins a pair of tickets to see the Bulls play the Hawks on
Source.
Wednesday, January 23rd, courtesy of 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Bulls. That's 312-591-6700. A ton of great on this day goodness.
Oh, my God. It's an embarrassment of riches is what it is.
It's right up this show's alley. We'll get to it before Hub at 5 on the Score.
Breeze looking left, throwing over the middle. Touchdown, C.J. Spiller. As Breeze has thrown 7 touchdowns in this game, Breeze ties the NFL single-game record for passing touchdowns with his 7th, tying the likes of Sid Luckman, Adrian Burke, George Blanda, Y.A. Tittle, and Joe Capp.
Sideline wide open, Tre'Quan Smith, and Tre'Quan Smith is going to go to the end zone. Drew Brees has done it.
There's only one word that comes to mind: greatness.
You have just witnessed history in New Orleans. Drew Brees is the NFL's all-time leading passer.
Here goes Brees, takes the snap, falls to a knee. Next week, right here, the LA Rams, the New Orleans Saints, for a chance to play for the NFC in Super Bowl 53.
It's a great double scoop for our birthday segment today. Drew Brees, quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. Are you ready? Turned 40 today. Happy birthday to Drew Brees. And we celebrate it with highlights and the music of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Lead singer Ronnie Van Zant would have been 71 today. Call Me the Breeze, a great Skynyrd track. Let's start with Breeze, one of my favorite college football players. He's in my top 5 easily. Lucky enough to see him play for Purdue both times on the road. Saw him in the Big House against Brady and Drew Henson in 99. Saw him in Madison against the Badgers in 0-0. Easily one of my 5 favorites and a lock for the Hall of Fame. I have no problems if Drew Brees takes his second confetti shower in 3 or 4 weeks.
Now they are calling him Breezes. The city renamed Drew Orleans.
Drew Brees is awesome, obviously. Like I told you, I've called him Marino with a ring, and he might now get two. Most 5,000-yard seasons ever, most passing yards ever, has a shot at a second Super Bowl. And by all accounts, seems like an awesome guy. Like what he
seems. I like your choice of verbs there.
Yeah.
Seems. Because we don't know.
We don't. What we do know is that he was hugely significant in being a public figure and rebuilding New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina.
Yes, he was.
And that part is something like that's one of the first things I'll always remember with Drew Brees is how quickly he was back there and what he was personally doing with both time and money.
Funny how a city that was ravaged by wind is now saluting a Breeze.
Oh, Jim Gray, you can't be more corny, can you?
No, it would be impossible.
Yeah, and Breeze has never been so insecure he's had that caterpillar scraped off of his face. He's still wearing it.
Have you seen the clip of him on Oprah?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
she tries to wipe the smudge off of his face.
I did see that a few years ago, yeah.
He goes, no.
That's there.
That's one of the great.
That is. I have seen that, right.
It's just hilarious.
Very, very good. Out of Westlake High School in Austin, Texas, Ronnie Van Zant, frontman for Lynyrd Skynyrd, born on this day in the 47, I guess it would be, or 48, in Jacksonville, Florida. Lucky enough to see Lynyrd Skynyrd in their final Chicago appearance in the summer of 77 at Soldier Field before their plane crashed in November, which effectively ended the band, even though there have been derivations of it many years since. In fact, until recently, there are still guys who are touring calling themselves Lynyrd Skynyrd, but that's a joke. A rock and roll tragedy in many ways. The way they marketed themselves was part of that tragedy. Some people never go near their music because they assume it's redneck trash. Why would you assume that? Just because you see the Confederate flag on an album cover. They were never smart enough to get that extracted. To this day, most of their memorabilia still has the Confederate flag on it. So it makes it hard for me to find a coffee mug with one of my favorite American bands because I refuse to drink coffee out of a mug with that flag. I won't do it.
Wow,
I didn't even know.
Way you can do it.
Can't do it.
That's just stupidity.
Yeah, it is.
Their music is so much more than people have been made aware, and very, very talented band. So happy birthday to Breezes and to posthumously Ronnie Van Zant of Skynyrd.
Well, there's two more.
I know.
Today.
Oh, we're rolling.
If we have
time.
We
throw the birthdays at you.
On this day, 20 years ago, one of the great high school football films of all time, Varsity Blues, debuts in theaters. And it is I would say like what Caddyshack or Fast Times at Ridgemont High, maybe the mud wrestling scene in Stripes, like that with those era of movies, the late 70s, early 80s, some of the gratuitous nudity and sex and all that. I wouldn't put it up there with American Pie in terms of the sexualized nature and
nobody
and all that.
Humps a pie.
No one humps a pie. But there's some good scenes like that for people of Shep and I's age, where it was like, oh wow, the whipped cream bikini or the teacher at the strip club. Like that was a movie of
John
adolescence.
Voight, right? Is it John Voight?
John Voight.
I love John Voight.
James Vanderbeek, and I would say also a movie that really holds up and deals with, like, you know, they're drugging kids to get them to play high school football.
Right. I saw it once many years ago. I remember
the
it.
Disproportionate pressure of high school football in the state of Texas.
Yes. How playing football in West Canaan may have been the opportunity of your lifetime, but I don't want your life.
I don't want your life.
It was your generation's All the Right Moves.
Yeah, it was. I think it holds up. I think Varsity Blues is still a good watch.
I need to
in
give it another spin. I should give it another watch. I watched it when it was originally out, and I don't know if I've watched it since, but I remember liking it.
Yeah. Shep, you're a fan, right?
Yeah, I'm a fan of it. I haven't watched it in a few years now. Like, maybe the 20th anniversary is a reason to do the old DVD walk-up later on tonight. But no, I was always a fan of it. Allie Larder and the whipped cream bikini scene. I mean, I think I was in eighth grade when that happened.
Right.
That was life-changing, I think, at that point in my life. It's right up there with American Pie, kind of like you said, in terms of, like, that part for our generation. Those are the two scenes I think you think of.
I mean, there's probably a few more, but yeah, you think of those movies in that period of your life, and you're like, oh my God, this R-rated movie stuff is awesome.
Right. And they put enough of like a comedic side on it too. Like there's the seriousness of the shooting up the running back when he has the knee injury, and
Voight condones all this. The head coach condones all of it, yeah, right? It's under his supervision.
He's the power hungry Texas high school football coach, yeah, who will win at all costs.
Ethics
racist.
And morals be damned.
Yeah, but I mean, it deals with race, it deals with sex, it deals with the pressure of high school, getting into college, relationships. It's touches on a lot of real stuff.
Happy 20th birthday, Varsity Blues.
And on this day 10 years ago.
More. It just keeps coming.
Sully Sullenberger landed a plane in the Hudson.
Yes, that's right.
He did.
I've seen half of the movie.
I can't believe you haven't seen Sully.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier today. It's just Hanks's character. Apparently, Sully was dull in real life because Hanks was kind of dull. And you pointed out they have to show the plane landing in the river 5 times to keep your attention.
Every
14 minutes, they're going back to the plane when it landed in the river. The rescue scene is Galva. I love the rescue scene. Very compelling.
Yeah, the first time you see the plane crash, I think the beginning of the movie is really good. They do it in real time from when the plane hit the birds to when it goes into the water, and they show it to you in real time, and they show the evacuation. Mm-hmm. And I think that part of the movie is all riveting. But then there's 55 minutes to go or whatever it is, and it gets repetitive, and they have to keep reliving the plane crash from other angles in order to keep the movie going. So I didn't think it was a great movie, but Jay Zawoski, I don't know if you know this, but he has the theory or the stance that Sully, not a hero, just a pilot doing his job.
Come on.
He stands by it and says that he could have landed at the airport and whatever else, that he just... You executed the job. That's why you're a hero. If you tried that and failed, are you not a hero? That's his thought. Not his thought, not mine.
I see what he's saying, but isn't that kind of how it works? Like
exactly how it works, not kind of.
If you
yeah.
have a job and you execute it, you're celebrated.
Like John Paxson, you hit that game-winning three to win an NBA championship. You're a hero because of it.
Cody Parkey.
Yes, exactly.
Right, like Cody Parkey. He makes it.
He's Robbie Gould. He misses it, he's Cody Parkey.
Exactly. Thankfully, Sully was Sully, and he figured out how to land that plane in the water.
Nothing shy of heroic. Are you kidding me? To keep your composure during something like that?
Yeah. No, I do believe that.
And then have to explain your actions to the FAA, to your airline, and everybody else, treating you like you did something that was wrong.
But I will say, I don't know. My guess is the majority. I like to think that the majority of pilots land that plane correctly. Not necessarily at an airport, but like they.
The ones on the planes you're riding on, Will.
Okay.
No
good.
Doubt.
Good.
I'm convinced they're fine.
I think most pilots put that in the Hudson and everybody lives. Like, I don't know that Sully was necessarily special.
I don't want to be on the one that gets tested next. I really don't.
No, neither do I. Are you kidding? It's my greatest fear. I'm always looking out the window for birds.
The worst part would be waiting for your turn to get out of the airplane.
There'd be a lot of bad parts. Going flying through the birds and all of a sudden both engines shutting off when you're in midair would be terrifying.
It's not a happy topic, but fall to your death or be trapped inside a tube underwater. Take your pick.
I'm a good swimmer. I think I'd get
out. You can't get out. The thing is, what I'm saying is, if you can't get out, the fight to get to the exit area, are you kidding me? People, the massive panic and water filling up quickly in the cabin. Oh, thank you.
And it was cold that day.
Ooh, and it was cold, right.
I mean, people rush from the back of the plane, like when the plane lands. Do you think that you won't see the best of human nature when you're trapped underwater in a tube? You don't think people be like, oh, no, please, you first.
No, it'd be a huge problem.
There would be a lot of assaults.
Yes.
You better believe it.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is stock. Text stock, STOCK, to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is stock to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. We'll talk to Hub next on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.